23 minutes to 9 now on Morning Ireland, and Des is back with sport.
Yeah, good morning, Carl. We're starting with this suggestion of a plan to split the FAI in two, which is being put to the government. The proposal has been devised by some FAI staff members, suggesting the state would fund a new body that would solely govern grassroots and community football, and the FAI would look after the international teams and elite football. The plan suggests the government would provide €10 million to fund grassroots, while the FAI would fund itself through commercial deals. Currently, the government invests just under €3 million on soccer, but on this programme a short time ago, Minister for Sport Shane Ross said they're not going to give a blank cheque to bail out the FAI. The FAI is a basket case, he said. The lineup for the last 16 of the Champions League is now complete after last night's group stages concluded. Tottenham had already made sure of their place before losing last night 3-1 to Bayern Munich in Germany. They put out pretty much a second string team. Dublin teenager Troy Parrott was named on the bench, but he didn't play. Another newcomer, Ryan Sessegnon, scored the Tottenham goal. They go through in second place from their group. In Group C, Gabriel Jesus hit a hat-trick as Manchester City wrapped up their campaign with a 4-1 win at Dinamo Zagreb. They go through as group winners. Youngster Phil Foden got the fourth goal for City, and City manager Pep Guardiola feels Foden is one of several players who offer England a very bright future.
Now the young players from Chelsea, Mason Mount and the other one, they have quite similar quality, you know, the one against one, smaller spaces, attacking. So I think England have an incredible generation for the young players. So I think for the next decade, 4 to 8 years, I think England has an incredible, incredible amount of young-term players.
Elsewhere, Atlanta secured qualifications in the last 16 despite having lost their first three games in the group. Atlanta, who were competing in the Champions League for the first time, had only 1 point after four games. But last night's 3-0 win at Shakhtar Donetsk caps off a remarkable recovery and is enough to see the Italian side through. In Group D, Atletico Madrid became the last team to qualify when getting the win they needed over Lokomotiv Moscow to make sure of their progress. In England's Women's League Cup, Republic of Ireland captain Katie McCabe scored a hat-trick for Arsenal. They hammered London Bees by 9-0 to make the quarterfinals. Louise Quinn was also on target. In the English Championship, West Brom missed the chance to go back on top of the table. They were held to a 1-1 draw at Wigan. Brentford moved to within a point of the playoff places with a 2-1 win over Cardiff. Now, it's a busy night in the Europa League this evening. Several clubs have already qualified for the knockout stages, including Celtic, who play Cluj, Manchester United, who host AZ Alkmaar, and Wolves at home to Besiktas. Arsenal need to avoid a heavy defeat against Standard Liège to make it through, and Rangers need a draw with the Young Boys of Bern. In rugby, Munster back row Arno Bolte will miss their game at Saracens this weekend after receiving a 3-game ban for his red card in last Saturday's match. Saracens may include some of the big names who did not play in Limerick last weekend, but when speaking with Michael Corcoran about next Saturday's game, Munster centre Rory Scannell played down that aspect.
We have a quality squad across the board. We said last week we were going to concentrate on ourselves, you know, not knowing what type of squad they were going to go with. So, you know, the best thing to do for us is just concentrate on how we can perform. And, you know, there's a few lads who will probably return this week, and, you know, they had a strong squad at the weekend, and no doubt they'll be strong again this week. So, from our point of view, we're just concentrating ourselves for the moment.
It is essentially cup final rugby from here on in. I mean, effectively, given how competitive this pool is, you really can't afford to drop a match between now and game six.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's such a tight group. There'll probably be only one team to get out of it. And, you know, I think we're in the same position we were last year. We're just sitting a point behind Racing this time round. So, you know, as you said, you can't afford to slip up. And, you know, three of the teams are still in the mix to get out of the group. So, you know, we'll have to be at our best come Saturday. There's been times where, you know, we haven't performed in the first leg, as you'd say, in the doubleheader, and, you know, fixed a few things and gone away and performed quite well in the second time round. So, you know, we'll try and hopefully the weather will be a bit better and we'll brush up on a few things from the weekend. Since the start of the season, we've improved massively. You know, our defence has been good and, you know, our attack's improving all the time. So, you know, obviously we couldn't show too much of it at the weekend given the conditions, but yeah, I think it's definitely going the right direction.
You kept them tryless last week. I mean, not a lot of teams do that. You're going to have to try and do something similar this week.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's the artificial pitch can make the game a bit quicker, and, you know, they score quite a lot of points at home, and, you know, we'll be trying our best to keep them as low as we can and, you know, hopefully get a few tries ourselves.
That's Rory Scannell. We finish with golf news and a President's Cup rivalry, which has all been buried really for decades because of American dominance, flicker back to life a bit at Royal Melbourne this morning. The unfancied internationals have taken a 4-1 lead. They hammered Tiger Woods United States in the four balls matches. Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas provided the only point for the US. For the latest in sport, check out the RTE News Now app and rte.ie.